This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A Ugandan Olympian has been laid to rest with full military honors after being killed by her partner. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei was laid to rest in her hometown of Bukwo on Saturday. The 33-year-old died after allegedly being doused in petrol and set alight by her former partner in the Kenyan village where she was living, just 3 weeks after returning from a 44th place finish at the Paris Olympic Games. She was given a burial with full military honours. As a brass band played at her funeral, soldiers from the Uganda's People's Defence Forces acted as pallbearers. Cheptegei's tragic death sparked anger over the high levels of violence against women in Kenya. Cheptegei is the third elite runner to allegedly die at the hands of a romantic partner in Kenya since 2021.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the latest attempt to salvage an oil tanker blown up by Houthi rebels.
A new attempt has begun to salvage an oil tanker that's been burning in the Red Sea following attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The EU's naval mission published images of its vessel escorting ships heading to the Greek-flagged oil tanker Sounion. It has been weeks since it came under attack from the Houthis. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians, as well as private security personnel, who were taken by a French destroyer to nearby Djibouti. The Houthis later planned explosives aboard the ship and detonated them. This has raised fears that the ship's 1 million barrels of crude oil could spill into the Red Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At least 10 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Saturday. Palestinian media reported the strike hit a residential housing unit in the Al-Tufa neighborhood east of Gaza City.